that presentation is on responsive cotton individual plant yield population.
Good morning. Thanks for being here early in the morning. And first, I'm a cropping system specialist at the Maricopa Ag Center of University of Arizona. First, I would like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Liang and Dr. Mohammed Badruddin. And you will see in later slides, it's almost impossible to do this work without their help. So we all know that cotton is a perennial cultivated as an annual, and as a result, it has a very strong capacity to adjust to a broad range in plant population. And of course, the optimum plant population varies by location, planting date, cotton variety, and management. So in Arizona, it was recommended that general range of the plant population was 20,000 to 70,000 plants per acre, with the optimum range 25,000 and 50,000 plants per acre. And recent years, with increase in seed costs, there is a need from farmers to narrow down this optimal range. So they want a kind of narrow target range to do in the field. And in Arizona, it's the long growing season and the high solar radiation make it possible, because with this long growing season, we are able to fully utilize the potential of each individual plant. Also, for our planting window, a very good portion of our planting window, and you can have very high rate of success standard establishment. So for in a very good portion of this planting window, farmers, they don't have to plant extra seed for weather event or something like that. So we did a study on variety and density on cotton individual plant growth and yield in 2011 and 12. With two varieties and nine densities, planting densities. This ranged from 6,000 seed per acre to 84,000 seed per acre. And of course, because we are in a desert, so everything is irrigated, and nitrogen was applied to make sure those are not affecting the crop. So the two variety we use is a common type, Delta Pen 0949, and the bush type variety Stoneville 4498. And you can see from the picture that the common type has grown taller and more compact, and where bush type has become bushy and shorter varieties. So those are some measurements on common type of variety and bush type of variety. The common type is a different variety. It's Delta Pen 164 here, but it's pretty similar. So you can see the plant height. Common type is much taller. And then you come to the fruiting branch. It's shorter compared to the bush type of variety, Stoneville 4498. And that difference is the more obvious on the top branches. So when you go the top of the plant, the fruiting branch in that common type become much shorter compared to the bush type. And the same thing is the distance from the main stem to the first position bowl. And the common type has a shorter distance, and that's more obvious on top of the plants. So what we did is before harvest, we cut 2 to 3 meters root length from each spot. Those 3 meters are for lower density, so we make sure we got enough plants from each spot. So we made for those 2 to 3 meter, we take each plant and measure the height and total node, the first node with the first position ball, upmost node with the harvest ball. Then we, for this plant, we separate the vegetative branches and main stem branches and count the balls and then weigh the seed cutting. So this done for each individual plant for 2,283 plants in 2 years. So it's really impossible to do this with Dr. Bad Rudin here, and he was in field for many, many days to do this work. So this is some result. The first one graph is linked yield response to plant population, and a quadratic curve feed those data pretty good. And from that, we can see the optimal range is somewhere about 30,000 plants per acre to 35,000 plants per acre. And another thing to notice, to look at those lower plant population, the one in the square there. And it seems that under low plant population, the bush type variety for Stoneville 4498 always had a higher yield than the common type variety. It's easy to understand because those varieties are bushy and they can occupy more space and so has less yield loss due to low stand. And the optimum range we got is very consistent with this farm level plant population trial in Marana, Arizona, in the first year of our study. So this is a large field, a 40 acres field, but it was replicated in study. Just at the end of the season, the farmer just harvest all the same treatment together and put it in the same module and send it to the gene to weigh. So we don't have statistics on this, but it's pretty large field data. We can see that here for the two field, one is the phytogen 499 and one the phytogen 375. The plant population about 34,000 to 35,000 yield better than other two entities. And this is the vegetative branch numbers response to plant population, and easy to understand when there's a lower plant population, there are a lot of more vegetative branches, and those vegetative branches, as you can see in next slide, contribute very significant to yield. And this is the ball numbers on the main stems that side, and on vegetative branches, you can see the ball number on main stem range from about 30 to 10, but the ball number on vegetative branches range from 60 to 2. So under very low plant population, a very significant part of the yield was contributed by vegetative branches. So we look at plant variation within the plot. So this is the coefficient of variation of the plant within the plot for each individual plant yield. So, and the x-axis is the plant population. As you can see that as plant population increase, and the variation within the plant increase. And this is very, the increase is much more for the ball weight on vegetative branches. So as the plant, population increase, and there are much more variations between the plant. And this you can probably see in the next slide. This is a very busy slide, so if you bear with me. And on your left side, that's a delta plane variety 0949, and three densities from top to down, and from high, low to high plant population. And on your right side, it's Stoneville 4498. And the x-axis is the percent of the mean plant yield, individual plant yield. So you can see the line there is 100%. So that's the average of the plot. And so what we, and then those from like 10% of the plant yield all the way to 300% of the average. So this is like a normal kind of a bar chart. So for the plant distribution. So we can see for the very low density, about 4,500 plant per acre, the plant kind of stay together. They look similar. And one thing we notice very interesting is you will see that like about 60, 70 plant are larger than the mean. So they are on this side of the black line. And when the plant population increase to about 13 to 15,000 plant per acre, you can see the plant variation is more and the plant are more dispersed. And you look at the both sides, they are about 50-50. So about 50% plant has a lower yield than average, and 50% have plant have more yield than average. And when you have a plant density of 52,000 to 53,000 or 54,000, you can see plant is everywhere, and a lot of small plant that side, and there are larger plant like more than three times of average. And very interesting is now there are 60, 70 plant that are smaller than average. So a very significant portion of the plant was not contributed much to the crop yield. So what we are still looking at the data, what we need to figure out is probably somewhere in the plant population will give us what we can make all those individual plant contribute to yield. So by conclusion, we find that optimum plant population in Arizona is about 30 to 35,000 plant per acre. And bush type variety, Stoneville 4498, yield better than common type variety, Delta Pen 0949, when plant population is less than 12,000. And the high plant population significantly increase the variation in individual plant production. And with that, thank you very much. Any questions?